But now, here's some good news for any of our listeners who are thinning on top. Obviously not including Chris and Dave here with your luxuriant heads of hair.
You like my wig?
Yeah, it's a good wig. Yeah, the Dolly Parton look really suits you. Anyway, there's two papers in Nature Genetics this week that reveal genetic variations that contribute to male pattern baldness. And that affects around a third of men by the time they're 45. And this is the classic pattern of baldness, you know, thing sting here, where the hair starts thinning at the temples and on top. And it's thought to be hereditary in about 8 of 10 cases. Now, we've known for some time that there's a maternal link here, because they know that there's a gene on the X chromosome which you get from your mum if you're a man. And this is the basis of the idea that you get baldness basically from your mother's side of the family. But there has been evidence that there are other genes out there that are involved, but until now they haven't been tracked down. So there are two papers published at the same time. The first is from scientists at McGill University, King's College London and GlaxoSmithKline, and they found two genetic variations that, if found together, increase a man's risk of baldness by 7 times. And to find this, they scanned through the whole genomes of more than 1,000 men who'd been assessed for male pattern baldness. And they found two previously unknown gene variations on chromosome 20 that substantially increase the risk of baldness, and then confirmed these in more than 1,600 men. And they rather surprisingly showed that more than 1 in 7 men in the general population carries both of these baldness variations.
What do these genes do? Why do they make you go bald?
Well, at the moment, they don't know what they do. So what we've just found is variations in the genes. So the next bit of work is to try and track down to, are these actually in genes? Are these in control regions for genes? All we've done is found this difference in the genome, so we don't really know what genes they are yet.
Damn, I hope they're solved soon.
Yeah, exactly. And now there's another team of scientists at Bonn and Dusseldorf who've also carried out similar research and found the same regions popping up again. So this is intriguing, because as we've known that there's a baldness gene on the X chromosome, this is the first gene that's been discovered for baldness that's on one of the what's called the autosomes. These are the chromosomes that everyone has. So, you know, this explains why baldness patterns might be carry down from father to son. And also, maybe if you could identify who's likely to get hair loss, you could step in and prevent it in the future. But that's a long way off, sadly, chaps.